الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one beautiful verse from the Holy Quran and we talk about its sabab of nuzul, reason of its revelation. Background. Be with us from startling beautiful verse, inshallah azawajal. We will be discussing today from the Holy Quran, which is from Surah Al-An'am, verse number 33. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. Mashaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any personal task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be the foremost intention of every believer performing any good deed. He should have this intention that he is doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And respected viewers, you can also make as many good intentions as possible, because the more intentions you will add for a particular task or any particular deed, you will be rewarded accordingly, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Reward will be multiplied, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Let's listen to the very beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, which we have selected for you in today's episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Qad na'lamu innahu layahzunuka alladhi yaquluna fa innahum la yukadhibunaka walakinna al-zalimina bi ayati Allahi yajhadun.
Translation. We know that you are saddened by what they say. Surely they do not reject you. Rather, the oppressors deny the verses of Allah. Respected viewers, hear the word قَدْ نَعْلَمُ, we know. If you talk about its background, Akhlas and Abu Jahl met. And Akhlas said to Abu Jahl, O Abu Hakim, this is what he was called those days, Abul Hakim. He said, this is a secluded place. We are alone here. There is no one over here who can know about our discussion. Now, tell me truly whether Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is truthful or not. So this is the question which he asked from Abu Jahl. It was a secluded place and he wanted to know the secret that whether Rasulullah ﷺ is truthful or not. Now, listen to the response of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl responded, by Allah, Muhammad ﷺ is indeed truthful. Never a word of falsehood has appeared on his tongue. But the thing, the matter of the fact is that he is from the progeny of Qusay, one of the noble predecessors from the forefathers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They already possess all the honors regarding Hajj and the Holy Kaaba. Now, if prophethood is also assigned to them, then what honor would rest of the Quraysh be left with? So this was one of the reasons or concerns that Abu Jahl was denying. He knew he is the true messenger and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this was one of the reasons They denied Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In Sunan al-Tirmizi, this is narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala an. Abu Jahl said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "We do not reject you, but the book which you have brought. This verse was revealed on this very occasion." So what is the translation? I repeat, "We know that you are saddened by what they say. Surely they do not reject you. Rather, the oppressors deny the verses of Allah." So this is the background of the revelation of this very verse. Reassuring his beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal said, "O beloved, we know that you are saddened by what disbelievers say. Nonetheless, rest assured that your nation believes in your truthfulness. That's why they do not reject you." Because they knew that he is Sadiq, he is Amin. And why were they rejecting? It was hasad, it was jealous. One meaning of this verse is, "O beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rejecting you is rejecting divine verses. And those who reject are oppressors." I.e. rejecting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rejecting Allah Almighty. Respected viewers, we come to know that. In this very verse, we learnt another beautiful shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, the status, the exalted status which was granted to Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also learn that. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comforting his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to the fact, we also know that even those, they were the enemies of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, they were also admitting the fact that he was Sadiq, he was Amin, he was truthful, he was trustworthy. Whatever the message he brought was true. But they did not believe because of jealousy, because of malice, because of inad, what they had in their hearts. They had seen the miracles, they had seen the clear proofs. They knew that falsehood has never appeared on the blessed tongue of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The message he is presenting, whatever he is saying about Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about Islam being the true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran being the true divine book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that is correct. They knew he is a truthful person. But again, they denied the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of inad, because of bughz, because of kina, because of malice, because of jealousy. But one thing we understand, see, those they are your followers, if they praise you, is something else. But those they are your enemy, when they praise you, that is something different. And this is the case with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those they love Rasulullah, they always praise Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. They love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. But even the enemy, they admitted the shan and status and subhanallah, the attributes of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They could not pick faults in the perfect zat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likes of Abu Jahl. They also believed that he is truthful person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we learn in Islam, we learn Quran, we learn the shan of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem. Subhanallah, every verse is explaining more and more status and praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand that. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful verse from the Holy Quran. And inshallah, we'll come back with another beautiful message. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa tasleem. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قرآن قرآن قرآن